This Sunday, it's season 6 of Game of Thrones, the premiere. More than 8 million viewers tuned into the finale of last season. Now, not everybody is caught up, and if you're not, it is your own fault. But we still don't want to traffic too heavily in retroactive spoilers here. But at the same time, the power struggles and political scheming of Game of Thrones season 6 drops right into the middle of our real power struggles of this political season. It's awfully tempting to compare those scheming Westeros characters with our characters in every newspaper and on every cable channel for the last 6 months. And so we have Melissa Locker. She's a culture reporter. She's written for The Guardian and Time magazine. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm great. So, Melissa, Game of Thrones is all about power. It's all about gaining power. We're in the middle of a presidential election. You've been doing a little bit of thinking through the parallels of power on Game of Thrones versus the real-life primaries here.
I have. And I mean, it's really hard when your news cycle is filled with nothing but Game of Thrones rumors and presidential primaries to not start putting them together and thinking about who would be who. So I've come up with a couple of ideas. Ted Cruz is clearly Stannis Baratheon.
Convince him to bend the knee.
Christ.
Or he burns.
We will carpet bomb them into oblivion. I don't know if sand can glow in the dark, but we're going to find out.
No matter. I shall take back the North from the thieves who stole it.
Everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, focus around money and the media.
You know, they're both very religious. They're both very principled. They have some big losses, but they just keep charging ahead.
And Ted Cruz does stick to principles no matter what, even to his own detriment sometimes.
Absolutely.
All right, what about Bernie Sanders?
Okay, Bernie Sanders, I'm going out on a limb on this one, but I think Daenerys Targaryen.
When my dragons are grown, we will take back what was stolen from me.
The only way we really transform America is through a political revolution.
I fought so that no child born into Slaver's Bay would ever know what it meant to be bought or sold.
Children came from Honduras, where there's probably more violence than almost any place in this country, and they came into this country. And I said, welcome those children into this country.
I will continue that fight here and beyond.
Cult-like figure, devoted followers, no real plan to execute quite yet.
But a lot of people who believe in him.
Absolutely.
And might be ready to surprise the establishment if he's successful, I guess.
Yeah, and if you're feeling the burn, you may want some dragons on your side.
Now let's talk about Hillary Clinton. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's an obvious choice, which I don't really like, but you kind of have to say, which is Cersei Lannister.
Right.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch and victory is in sight.
No one believes this foul gossip.
Secretary Clinton, do you want to respond?
No.
I will burn our house to the ground before I let that happen.
What difference at this point does it make?
She's a woman in power. She's an insider. She has a lot of behind-the-scenes machinations. But she's also really well qualified because she has been there and seen how to really rule a country. But I don't know. Cersei Lannister, I think some big transformations are coming ahead. She had her walk of shame. But my personal take on it is Sansa Stark.
All right, Melissa, but what about Trump?
I'm risking my Twitter feed blowing up with angry people, but I'm going to say that Donald Trump is Bruce Bolton.
But the North is ours.
When I look at it and I see all these victories that I have...
Wars cost money. Many people would pay a great deal for you.
I would do something very severe unless they contributed or gave us the money to build the wall.
Perhaps the safest thing to do is to kill you both and burn your bodies.
We're going to have to figure it out. We have to figure it out. We can't live like this.
I'll have a look at him.
You go to one of these rallies and you protest... Oh, you'll be in trouble.
The Lannisters send their regards.
He has no real claim to the throne, no, like, royal blood or insider status. There's nothing that says that he has to be the ruler, but nothing's going to stop him from trying for that throne.
Now, meanwhile, Melissa, you told me that SurveyMonkey very astutely attached their brand to the Game of Thrones phenomenon this week and some politics, too.
Right. They put out a poll that kind of pitted Game of Thrones characters against the current political candidates for president. And guess who's going to win?
I couldn't begin to.
Tyrion Lannister.
Oh,
he bested Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
It's not easy being drunk all the time. Everyone would do it if it were easy.
And Tyrion Lannister, you know who he is in real life, obviously.
Who?
He's Bill Clinton. Think about it. Melissa Locker is a culture reporter. She's written for The Guardian and Times. She's helping us fit Game of Thrones into our own real-life power struggle in the primaries. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, Don.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.